Meanwhile, the EU has kept the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas on its terrorism blacklist, despite the bloc's general court ruling to remove the movement from the list. Last December, the General Court of the EU ruled that the blacklisting was based on conclusions derived from the media and the internet. Brussels has now filed an appeal against the verdict, which is expected to take around a year and a half. A spokeswoman for the European Council says Hamas stays on the blacklist during the appeal process. Hamas has condemned the EU's appeal as, quote, immoral. The movement's funds in Europe have remained frozen since the December decision. The EU blacklisted the political wing of Hamas in 2003. To discuss that a bit further, and I joined by Professor Mohamed Abu Saada, who is a professor at Al-Azhar University in Gaza itself. Professor Saada, thanks for joining us. How do you feel about this issue of Hamas and the EU terrorism blacklist?
It is definitely a disappointing decision by the European Union to keep Hamas as on the blacklist and to keep Hamas as a terrorist organization. At the end of the day, the Palestinian people, in which Hamas is part of the Palestinian people, are fighting the Israeli occupation, which is illegal according to international law and in violation of the Fourth Geneva Convention. As I mentioned, it is disappointing, and I believe the European Union should reconsider its decision vis-a-vis Hamas and the Palestinian people as a whole, because at the end of the day, this is the longest occupation in the history of the world. The Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories has been going on for almost 50 years now, since Israel occupied the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem on June of 1967. And Hamas and other Palestinian groups are fighting against the Israeli occupation. They are not fighting against Europe or against America or anybody else. They are fighting and resisting the Israeli occupation, which is illegal and in violation of international law.
And Professor Saada, it's interesting, is it not, that the EU is rejecting its own court ruling on this issue? You know, its own court told them that Hamas was not and should not be on the terrorism blacklist.
That's right. A few months ago, the European Union General Court ruled that Hamas should be taken away from the blacklist and should be taken away from the terrorist list, which has been classified by the European Union. But unfortunately, the European Union is not listening to its own court and it's not listening to its own judicial system, which makes a big question mark on the procedures by and the decisions taken by the governments of the European Union. At the end of the day, we feel that there is a separation of powers in Europe, in the European Union, and any resolution, any decision by the court system should be respected by the governments of Europe, by the European Union. But unfortunately, it seems to me that Europe is not respecting its own judicial system. It's not respecting its own general court with regard to taking Hamas away from the terrorist list. And one way or the other, it's definitely by keeping Hamas on the blacklist and as a terrorist organization, the European Unions are basically dealing in a double standard policy toward the Palestinians, while they are turning a blind eye on Israeli terrorism against the Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. They are turning a blind eye on Israeli war crimes against the Palestinians in Gaza. They are keeping Hamas and insisting on keeping Hamas, which is a resistance group, on the blacklist and the terrorist list of the European Union.
And just shortly, if you can, Professor, how much of this has to do with the political pressure being put on the European Union by Israel, for example?
It seemed to me there is a lot of pressure coming from the U.S., from the Jewish lobby in Europe and in the U.S. also, and also from the Israeli government. All these three parties are interested in keeping Hamas as a terrorist organization, which will delegitimize Palestinian resistance against Israel and against its occupation of the Palestinian territories. Definitely, Israel and the Jewish lobby all over the world are playing a very important role in influencing the decision of the European Union.
Okay, Professor, as always, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us. That's Professor Mohamed Abu Saada, who is speaking to us live from Gaza.